Happy New Year. This isn't the first day of the year, but it is within the first week, and it is a new decade. So to me, it's pretty close. Happy New Year. This is a time where people make New Year's resolutions, a time for new beginnings. But when we're in the throes of being betrayed, or learning that someone like a parent or sibling is really a monster, or learning that your entire life has been a lie, none of this makes it easy to think about a resolution, because resolutions are about hope and promise. If you're anything like me, when I was going through my severe narcissistic abuse, I struggled to get out of bed. The shame and the defeat from the fighting kept me so far from normal that the mere thought of a New Year's resolution only reminded me how my life had turned so badly. It actually made me feel worse and made me feel like I had no hope. Let's think of this New Year's as a place to learn more, a place to release the anger, not because they don't deserve it, but because we don't deserve to carry them 1 minute longer. Make a recovery plan and set some goals. Nothing in life is really ever achieved if we don't set a goal. Life tends to just happen if we don't set a goal. So if we want to get better, let's think about how we do that. Setting a goal that maybe that you will learn what you need to verify the behaviors as abuse. Don't get stuck and hung up on if they're a narcissist or sociopath or psychopath or borderline, histrionic, or anything else. It's abusive. When you learn that they have been abusive, without question, you've verified some red flags, you've seen behaviors, you understand what happened. Then move your attention to healing yourself. Stop trying to, dissect exactly what everything meant, because that's going to come in time. But create a vision of what you want your life to look like. What does peace look like? What does security look like? And start to make plans on how to get there. I know things are different. Things are not what you planned, and it's hard to even imagine how you'll reach any kind of goal. But I'm not talking about becoming a millionaire or having all your retirement saved at this point. I'm talking about the everyday, take one step in front of another to heal. This is the kind of healing and promise that we need to make to ourselves at this time. And if you're listening to this in August, then that is the beginning of your new year. That is the beginning of your recovery. And start to respect it as that. And say, what do I need to do next? Make plans to read more. Listen to Audible books. If you can't read, just do it. I multitask and I walk in the supermarket and I am reading every day. Make plans to figure out what your wounds are as a result of this type of abuse. Make plans to understand how you heal that wound. Read the books on abandonment, on self-love, on codependency, on people-pleasing, on boundaries, on forgiveness, on self-help. And that's all I can think of at the top of my head. If you read one of these books and it doesn't ring true, that's okay. You can cross it off the list. It's like going to the doctor and finding out, oh, we'll do all these tests and eliminate these things. Do that with your recovery and promise yourself, I will read every week. Dedicate a time. Dedicate some space to healing. But set no time restrictions. Don't put that on yourself. Promise to take one step towards your goals every day. One baby step. Getting out of bed counts. But tomorrow, get out of bed, take a shower, and clean your kitchen. Just start somewhere. You don't have to go for the gold. Just get out of bed. Just say, I'm tired of ever having this happen, and I don't want to be here. But be careful not to rush your recovery. People often jump back in when they start to feel better, and they expose themselves to predators again. Every day I hear stories of people who are, you know, the list goes on and on. They've been in one relationship after another, and they're finally looking for answers. That's what you need to do. You need to look and understand. And when you figure out that wound, you need to heal that wound before you move on. Give yourself that self-love to say, I'm not going to do this again until I know everything I need to know. And then forgive yourself for not knowing. Forgive yourself for staying so long, or for being so nice, or for trying to save the unsavable. Forgive yourself for anything that you feel guilty about. You can't change the past, good or bad. We were stalked by predators. We were selected for our strengths. Even if it's a parent or a sibling, we took the role because we were the strong ones. Did you know that the only one in a family dynamic that survives is the scapegoat? The rest of them sell their soul. Bad things happen to them all on their own. But forgive yourself. And then work on fears. Understand your fears. Where do they come from? Not just what they are. Figure out the root cause. When we can understand that our childhood or things that have happened in our lives are running recordings in our head, it is those fears. So you're going to have to face them. Remember, our fears are our intuition that is warning us. And this time we must listen. If we don't understand our fears fully and we don't know how to control them, our fears can ruin our lives. They can try to weaken us and keep us down. But we must learn to conquer fear. We must learn to be courageous. And we must learn strength and resilience. We must find the courage. And what this means is to listen to some positive stuff. Go on to YouTube and put in TEDx, courage, bravery, resilience, self-love, forgiveness. Look at those. Get that hope in your heart. And you will get stronger every single day. Push yourself to go out and meet your friends. Do what makes your heart full. Isolation has no place in recovery. This year, this New Year's, this new century, oops, decade. I always do that. This new decade is full of beginnings. You get to write the ending. You get to decide how it goes. Don't stay down. You were never like that before. Don't let them take this away from you. Be as strong as you can and take one step every day to your recovery goal. 2020 is your year. Your year to make changes. To change and break patterns, to heal after emotional abuse, and to find hope and to have the faith that you will be okay. Enjoy 2020. This is Tracy Malone.